Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Shout out OCT. No rep cap, call out what we see. Whole game ready, ball of blitz on three. No, you can't stand on your own 2 feet. I already know you can't ball with me. Cause I brought up with the squad and me. They get a letter, they calling me. Ball alert. Ball alert. Ball alert. Ball alert.
Ball alert. Welcome to the Ball Alert Show podcast. OCT, what up?
It's your boy, you know BT.
Isaac Hayes the third is here.
Do I get my own snaps?
Yeah, yeah, you get your snaps, man.
What up?
Snap it.
The studio that we broadcast out of every single show. We got him joining us one more time.
I mean, we see you every day.
Yeah.
But you haven't been on the show
but
in a minute.
The people ain't seen you in a year.
Yeah, it's been a minute. It's been almost a year, but it's been great, man.
I mean, and there's been a lot of changes.
Yeah, man. You guys have really brought a lot of energy to the office. Mm-hmm. I love it. A lot of dope people come through.
Yeah.
I hear so much, you know, good things. A lot of viral moments have come out of this office in the last probably about almost a year.
And I know you like, this my stand, my shit.
No, I just like it. No, it looks good, though. It's like the way that y'all really have given us a vibe. And I think, that's what the office is for, to shoot content. So it's been incredible. I love it. It looks great.
Now, you've been all in the media, man.
Mm-hmm.
What you at Clubhouse got going on, man?
Clubhouse kind of came at me, man. They changed the way that the app works. And a lot of users started leaving and coming to fan base. It started about this time last week, like Thursday, like a week ago. It started about a week ago, and we just noticed this uptick in users. And over the weekend, we had probably got 30, 40,000, 50,000 new users, like quick, though, like really fast. We've had steady growth, but it's gone out of nowhere. So I go on the app, you know, talk a little bit, have a little conversation. And Grant Cardone, for the people that know, Grant Cardone is a real estate mogul. Mm-hmm. He leaves his message where he doesn't like. It was a single message that he doesn't like Clubhouse. And I just shot him a little message like, yo, you need to come on over to fan base and check it out. And so.
Come to Death Row.
Yeah, right. So the head of community at Clubhouse, this dude named Joe, kind of hopped in the feed and expressed his disdain for me saying that Grant needs to come to fan base. And I think that pissed a lot of people off, because the Clubhouse themselves promote Clubhouse on Twitter.
Yeah, because he was kind of trying to say that the way that you as a CEO is marketing your app, which is fan base, on their platform, is kind of like distasteful.
Here's the thing that makes that funny. Clubhouse is valued at $4 billion. They've raised $300 million. In comparison to us, we're about valued at $85 million, and I've raised about $9.5 million. But why do you care? I'm a fly to you guys. Like, you're letting me know that you're bothered. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If you really press about it, if an employee of the company, the head of community, is mad that I'm saying something like, oh, come and check out another app if you don't like it, then y'all are worried. So he got his feelings.
I think that they're scared. And you know one thing about it, I love your clap back.
Oh, well, yeah. I tend to. Well, it's not that. I leave people alone. And then if somebody messes with me, then, you know, I respond. But, you know, I mean, the people have chosen.
And that's what I'm going to say. Obviously, this has definitely helped you because a lot of their users went to you. You had like over 40K new users, right?
Yeah, 40,000. It's more than that. Like I said, we're almost at 500,000 users for Fanbase, which is a big milestone.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like all over the world. It was like India, Mogadishu, Stockholm, Sweden, London, Bangkok, Thailand, like, you know, Canada. Like, we see these places all over the world, and they're starting to move their communities over to Fanbase, which is causing massive user growth. I'm closing this last round of funding for the campaign on Start Engine. So we're almost there. We're at about $3.8 million, and we're stopping at $5 million. So it's been, like, dope. It's been like, okay, let's lock this up. So this is the best week. I'll say you right now, this is the best week that Fanbase has had as a company since I've launched the company. I mean, people are pulling up.
And real quickly, I know we just delve into the conversation, but can you tell people who don't know what Fanbase is exactly what that is?
Yeah, so Fanbase is my version of social media for the future. I think that subscriptions are about to take over the world. Fanbase is designed with 6 media verticals to post. So it's free to download, free to use. It doesn't cost anything. And you can post content behind a paywall or not. And have subscribers from either $2.99 a month to $99.99 a month. And it's a black founded. And the reason why that's important is because most of these startups make their billions of dollars off of our community. Mm-hmm. Right. We are the gasoline to the engine. Like, we are never the vehicle. Right. Mm-hmm. We're always what powers the vehicle. And so when that happens, There's no, you know, the money doesn't go to these young kids and make all these cool dances and the Kai Sinats of the world and all these people. Like, they're getting paid. Some of them are, but most of them aren't. So for every Kai Sinat, there's probably 50,000 that aren't, but they're still contributing content, making this company worth multi-billions of dollars. And so the design of Fanbase was to, number one, let anybody on the planet, no matter what race, age you are, whatever, where you are on the planet, you can be yourself. We don't suppress your content. And you can make money. And so I just wanted to, you know, if you're not, this is the thing about disruption. If you're not pissing people off, you're not doing it right. That's what disruption, you're supposed to come to the party and ruin it for everybody. You're supposed to come in there like, I'm supposed to ruin it for Clubhouse.
Like, as a competitor.
But see, I don't think Fanbase is a competitor to Clubhouse. I don't think Fanbase is a competitor to any social media platform because, number one, I think all these apps have a lifespan. They're going to live and they're going to die. I don't think there's any immortal social media platform. I think there's one, but I'm not going to say. But, like, MySpace is dead. Facebook's a senior citizen, right? Instagram's a middle-aged adult. Snapchat's a millennial. TikTok's a centennial. I built Fanbase to be the successor platform. So they're more in competition with me than I am with them because I'm over here doing subscriptions. I'm letting everybody get their content seen. I'm letting everybody be themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not shadow banning people. All that kind of stuff. So I just want people to have fun, especially young people, to make money. And apps need to be fun. And we're having fun over on Fanbase. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. It's fun. It's new. And then allowing people to invest, because you got to think about these companies. Like, think about, like I said, I'll use Clubhouse as an example. You're a $4 billion company. You raise $300 million. What percentage or what part of the users of that platform actually own a piece of the company? Probably next to nothing.
Yeah, probably nobody. And what I noticed about Clubhouse too is that, like, our culture built Clubhouse.
Absolutely.
And, you know, when it was sold at $1 billion, I didn't see anybody, you know, like yourself, Meezy Estate, like all these people that was drawing me in, you know, at the time to even be a part of an app like that. And I was like, they don't support, you know, our culture. Like,
and the irony in that is there was no audio on Fanbase. Fanbase didn't have audio.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I built audio into Fanbase is because the first 1 million users on Clubhouse asked to invest and they said no. Then they ran out and raised $100 million at a $1 billion valuation. So I said, we're going to build audio because I'd already raised $3 million. So I said, the next round I'll just let people invest who wanted to own part of Clubhouse. Now they can own part of this version of audio so that it's monetized for people to have that. So, again, if you're not pissing people off, I think, you know, disruption is the name of the game. And they showed their hand. They really, you know, showed their hand that they're a little upset. But I think that's just a part of this growth, though. I think the team has been working extremely hard. We got a bunch of new functionality coming. We're closing this round. if you got, I'm not going to put y'all on the spot, but if you guys aren't fan-based investors, you should be fan-based investors. I'm going to tell you why. Because we've had the best week we ever had. The minimum to invest in the company is $245, right? That's like, I say people buy shoes. I say people go, you know, get some drinks at the club, have a good Saturday night. Imagine that, and then you spend the same amount of money on shares and fan base, and 8 years from now, you wake up like, wait, that company that I spent, it went public? Wait, my $245 is worth $250,000?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, snap. Like, that's the opportunity that I'm giving people and why I think it's so important, because we all control the ability to make the platform valuable by using it. I'm going to get Baller Alert on fan base and audio rooms. You guys should pull up on the audio rooms now because they get a little spicy.
Okay, we're down.
They're a little spicy, but it's a great way to build like real-time audio. Like my vision of audio is different from what these other platforms are doing, but it's truly entertaining. I mean, our rooms are getting massive to there. They're crashing the app, then we got to wake up at 3. I've been up to 3 o'clock in the morning every day this week because it's like the app will be like glitching, and then we got to wake up and fix it, and I got to go like host rooms, and people are saying, yo, a whole group of people want to move over from Clubhouse.
Oh, because you're getting so much traffic.
Yeah, it's forcing us to grow.
Gotcha.
It's forcing us to be better. That's good. That's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Crashing app is good. That's why I say crash our app. Keep doing it because it makes us better. We have to fix the app to make it dope. We just did the first ever, in the history ever, academic partnership with an HBCU and a social media platform, like academically, so with CAU. So I was down at CAU yesterday. Fan base is going to be taught as a class at Clark Atlanta University. So
that's crazy.
Tons of things about marketing, emerging technology, you know, building an audience, all these things, you know, these kids that are really, really interested. And so they were excited. I showed them the app. I got to show them the whole app. They got excited about 3 things. The first thing they got excited about was making money, because I went live and made like $50 in like 5 minutes. And they were like, okay, that's crazy. Second thing was you can move your content from Instagram over to fan base, and it stays on Instagram, but you just migrate it over. So it just ships it over. You can do that on TikTok. And then the third thing that they got excited about, which I was really surprised, is that they wanted to invest. And I was like, you should invest because you guys are the ones that are going to, you know, benefit from this. $245, you know what I'm saying? I know college kids don't have a lot of money, but some of them do and have the ability, and it's a better investment than I'm going to go, you know, run out and this weekend and hang out with my friends and spend $245 on some things that I'm never going to get back that are not tangible. So that was the best part about that. So
we'll be right back with more of the Baller Alert Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
You're listening to a special edition of the Baller Alert Show.
What's up? This is Isaac Hayes III, founder and CEO of Fanbase, and you're tuned in to the Baller Alert Show.
You know, you've been building this app for a while. Just like you said, it's a black app. And like you said, just getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning as it's growing, it's crashing, and you have to, you know, fix it and things of that nature. Can you kind of, like, take us into what that's like?
Yeah, well, I mean, I have an amazing team. My CTO, Ramiro, and the team are incredible. They build the best product ever. Like I said, that nothing speaks better. I can never speak for fan base better than the app itself could. You just download it, you use it, you see for yourself what's going on. It's been fun because I'm a newbie to the space. This is the first time I've ever tried to build an app.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a blessing though, because I do not have a blueprint. So therefore I do not follow any rules that anyone told me to do. So I haven't been to Silicon Valley one time.
No, I haven't.
because listen, a lot of my friends that are in this space follow the rules and they got burnt. Mm. They got bad business deals. They got kicked out of their companies. They got screwed over by investors and stuff like that. And so me coming from the music business, I understand that nothing is more shady than the music business. So tech is like, it is nothing. Tech's nothing. I'm ready. I got thick skin, you know. You're getting judged as a producer whether your beats are hot or not, or whether you can make it as a producer your whole life. So I'm like, I'm not tripping about none of that. So not going to the VCs, like VCs were like, oh, why would you want to go up against Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook? Like, they're giants.
And those are the people that give startups money.
So venture capitalists are the ones that actually fund these startups. And what's crazy is, if you've been seeing what's going on with Arian Simone and Fearless Fund, where they're trying to sue because of affirmative action, they're trying to block her because her fund is dedicated towards women of color, right? Specifically to fund their businesses. And so I forget that asshole's name, the guy, but he's trying to sue her because of the Supreme Court decision to make it illegal for her to give that money. Like, it should just be for everybody. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. $400 billion of capital got distributed last year to all startups. Less than half of 1% went to minorities, period. That's women, black, Latino, Asian. It's like less than half of 1%. So the other $400 billion damn near went to white men. Mm-hmm. And that's crazy. And so it's really, really hard. And then they're bad. They're bad deals. Like, it's like, I always say, look, like, think about this. If I'll give you my example of Tick for anybody that knows music. Think of VCs as the record company and think of startups as the artist. So if I'm fan based, I have no buzz. I'm just starting out. So if I go to a VC and be like, yo, can I have some money for my startup? Sure. Here's $500,000 for 25% of your company. That's the terrible deal. But somebody that doesn't know better or is really trying to get on, they'll take that, right? So for me, when I heard that was the deal, and then the VC was asking me, why would I want to go up against Zuckerberg? I'm like, because I can build everything you can build, but you can't build black people. You can't build black culture. These apps don't work without us. Like, we see the economic value that they
don't. I don't see any of our people with executive job roles at any of these major corporations either. Like, I was just, looking at Clubhouse, and I was like, so it ain't no black executives over there.
They had black executives over there. They laid them all off because the way that they were doing audio wasn't working, and they went a different direction. And the app got really toxic. Me and you were talking about that, Clubhouse was like, it got Bloods and Crips over there. Like,
yeah, like it's really like Clubhouse really started as an invite.
Yeah.
Like, it was like you had to get invited. It was like exclusive thing that everybody was on because, we was all bored during the pandemic. And, then I would always see you on there. I would see like Meezy, which is 21 Savage manager. And, everybody would just be on there discussing politics or, talking about random stuff. Then I was like, now, man, it's like gangland on Clubhouse.
Yeah.
Anytime I see it on social media, it's like, involves some beef or.
So one creator of Clubhouse got murdered.
Oh, my God.
From another user on Clubhouse. Like, they stalked him and killed him or something. Wow. And then if people don't know what doxing is, you guys know what doxing is. So doxing is
when
they post your public information. So they would post your address and tell your address on Clubhouse, and then people will pull up the kids at their school or pull up to their house, one to fight and get into altercations. And first thing I said is that culture is not coming to fan base. Like,
and how would you prevent that?
Because the bad apples that behave like that won't be on the app long enough. Okay. Because here's another thing that happened with Clubhouse. Because this is crazy. I was up all night, but I got up today and I spoke to a large group of Nigerians that used Clubhouse. And they were like, yeah, we have a 75,000 member group on Clubhouse. And I was like, I've never seen you guys. And that's because Clubhouse was segregated. So they pushed all the white people to one side, the black people to one side, the Latinos, the Asians, the Africans. They separated everybody. And so That's not how audio is supposed to be, because we're supposed to communicate and talk with each other. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm the kind of person, like, I want the Trump supporters on fan base. Mm-hmm. I want them in audio rooms, because that was the cool part about Clubhouse. You get to listen. You could be a fly on the wall of a community that you never, like, oh, I get to sit here and listen to these millionaire real estate guys talk about how they do deals and just sit there and listen to this.
Yep, I remember that.
Not only Clubhouse, do you feel like segregation is throughout all the social media platforms?
That's a good question. Clubhouse was done during the pandemic because of Trump.
Okay.
So people were getting on there, and there was a lot of anti. And so what happened was, what really changed it wasn't the black stuff. It was a lot of anti-Semitic things that were being said, and then that started trending on Twitter. And that's when Clubhouse said, "Okay, the Trump supporters got to push them to one side, because Scooter Braun was coming on there like, is Clubhouse going to allow anti-Semitism?" And did it. So they had to separate everybody. And so they pushed the black people to one side, the Jewish community. They did all that. And so they separated everybody. So now there's this echo chamber of just black people. So you go in the hallway on Clubhouse, and it's all these rooms of people just doing drama rooms and arguing and fighting all day. With other social media platforms, I don't think they're necessarily segregated. I do think that it behooves social media platforms to have very famous white creators and white stars.
Yeah, because they suppress black content on a lot of these apps. And we had a guest come by named Robbie World. Yeah, he's a content creator, but
yeah.
I think Aqua was like, what are you guys doing to kind of like stop that from happening? And he was like, man, we tried everything.
I ain't gonna lie, we tried everything. We tried striking. It was a TikTok strike we did. We wasn't posting. At the end of the day, when it comes to it, we just really just want to have fun. You know what I'm saying? And it's just not fair for a creator that just want to have fun and they getting limited on their views. You know what I'm saying? So, and then getting it stolen from other people.
I'm going to look at the Robbie. Come to Fanbase. Come on over. Like, here's the thing. The generation that Robbie's from are the influencer generation. They wanted to get large on social media to get brand deals. That's how you make your money. I get famous, and then a corporation comes and pays me to sponsor this and do ads and all that kind of stuff. The generation after them?
Subscription.
That Kai Cenat? I predict right now, I'll say this right now, look at the camera straight face. I predict that Kai Cenat will be a billionaire within 5 years. I promise you, he's going to be a billionaire within 5 years.
Why do you say that?
Because that's why I built Fanbase. There's nothing in between him and the entire planet from people subscribing to him.
Who's Kai Cenat?
Kai Cenat. You know who Kai Cenat is?
If you saw him, you
would. So Kai Cenat is part of this group called AMP. They're gamers and they're streamers, and they stream on Twitch all the time. So he became very, very popular a few months ago over the summer, because he streamed for an entire month live. So he big brothered his entire life for 30 days in a row. And he got 300,000 subscribers on Twitch. And he became the most successful Twitch streamer ever. And the kids, you might have heard a couple weeks ago, he tried to do some sort of event in New York City and do a giveaway. And then they rushed the park, and they had to call the police out and clear everybody out. Mm-hmm. And Kai's an amazing kid, funny dude, great personality. But the power that he has on the culture, the effect that he has on young people, because I said that to the kids at Clark.
Oh, I know him as Kai.
Yeah, so Kai. So I said that to the kids at Clark. I said, I think Kai Cenat's going to be a billionaire within 5 years. They said, five, probably three. Yeah, like, they get it, because that's the thing why I say subscriptions are important. People want to see people go from the bottom to the top. These kids want to see Kai go from playing video games in his bedroom to being part of AMP to being one of the largest and most successful gamers and creators online. They want to see Ice Spice go from, because the success that Ice Spice is having right now, it's not overnight. It might look overnight, but I was looking like she was around in 2018, 2019,
building.
2020, building her sound, crafting her sound. Like, it's 2023. So she's been doing it for 2 or 3 years before that.
Like yourself, you've been building this thing for so long. When did you start?
So Fanbase, I founded the company in 2018, launched it in 2019. And then COVID shut us down, but that's where I was able to raise the capital. And then when we got money, 2021 is kind of when we really started. And so, again, our growth was like gradual all the way from 2020 all the way to now. But the last 7 days, it goes like whoop, and then it goes in a straight up line. It's like, boom. It's like, oh, okay, mm-hmm. We up. So persistence is extremely important. And I say that. And another thing that I was going to make a post about this, but I didn't. But it was the realest shit ever. And Summer Walker and Usher and 21 Savage put out this song, right?
Good.
And I loved the record, and I tagged everybody in the record. And then when you tag people, they send them a DM, right? So I went to my messages, and I said, oh, it sent it to Summer. And the crazy thing is I've never DM'd her. But when I go to my messages, it's like 2016, she DM'd me about her cleaning service business.
Wow.
Like, she was on her grind.
Yeah.
And it's amazing, like, how far she's come in that period of time. But she sent me a DM like, yeah, I'm doing this X, Y, Z, and we can do this, and da, 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 da. And it was just, and I never saw it. But crazy is, like, that's what I mean. You never know it, like, her life from that point on. But she was grinding. Like, she was on her shit. Like, she was persistent, nonstop. You know, I think it was like maybe a year or two later, mm-hmm. Girls Need Love came out, and then that was it. It was like, mm-hmm. All right, she ain't never look back. But you never know when your moment's going to come. So it's not about, it's not if, it's when. Mm-hmm. It's about keep doing what you're doing, being persistent, when it's going to happen, and successful. So back to what was going on with Robbie, I think what's important about that is like, subscriptions are going to change the world. It's like, you know, like, when you can pull out, like, I pioneered, and I say this because I know it sounds crazy and people would not probably believe it, but I invented in-app purchased subscription from person to person. It didn't exist. So when I'm telling you right now, when you see Instagram have subscriptions and TikTok and Twitter and Snapchat where you can take your phone.
I think Instagram just started doing subscriptions.
No, but my point is, when you can take out your phone and press buttons, if I can go on my phone right now, right? And go to fan base and find the artist, like so hit a button, right? And hit that button and then hit subscribe and then just subscribe like that again. I invented that. Mm-hmm. No other app was able to do that. You cannot do that with any other app.
Mm.
So that's what makes it important, is because now there's nothing in between the rest of the world and all of you from making money. Not one thing. I don't care if 100,000 people want to subscribe to you, there's nothing stopping from tapping that button and hitting that button. And that's to every single person. And I say all the time, if you're not monetizing your content today, 5 years from now, you're going to be out earned by somebody that's less talented than you are that decided to do so. It is not about talent. It is about persistence. I think there's a lot of talented people out here in social media that think they can dance and they can act and they can sing and they're upset that they're not famous. But it's like, you got to think differently. You're not all these apps are like, every single body on social media shadow banned. We're all shadow banned.
Yeah.
You, me, everybody's shadow banned. It's done because that's how they make money. A simple statement. It's that when I say that, you're going to have the aha moment. And I think I said this before, but when I was here last time, but why would Instagram let you press a button and send a video content to a million people when they charge Coca-Cola to do the same thing?
We'll be right back.
Stay tuned
with more of the Baller Alert Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com. One place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
LASIK.
You're listening to a special edition of the Baller Alert Show.
What's up? This is Isaac Hayes III, founder and CEO of Fanbase, and you're tuned in to the Baller Alert Show.
You know, I was talking to somebody about that, and now that I remember, it was you that said that, because I was like, man, I said, I think what social media is doing now, they're forcing you to pay to get your content to be seen. Now.
Yeah, they're forcing you to run ads yourselves because if they could, right, if I could just post what reason, okay, I'll say this, like, what reason would Coca-Cola pay Instagram or Facebook to run an ad if I could come directly to someone like Robbie, who has over a million followers, and just take put your commercial on our page? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like they would never run ads, so they got to smush your shit down because that's how they make money. And then they lie to you and say, oh, we want you to post more, so you trick the algorithm, but what you're giving them is more real estate
and to post ads. And have your baby on live.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, that was a little extreme.
Millions and millions of views on her page.
Right. But and my point was she could have put that behind a paywall.
Like Fanbase.
Yeah, because now you showing the
she could have did a whole baby, she could have did a whole maternity special. And they would have paid for that.
On Fanbase. So what's the future of Fanbase?
So the future is content. Mm-hmm. Like, so Fanbase Plus. And I'll show you guys, like, you guys might not have seen this, and this is why I say it's important, is that we launched Fanbase Plus on desktop. And so Fanbase Plus on desktop is where now it's like YouTube. So you can upload free videos up to 2 hours, and you can, or you can put them behind a paywall. So if you have a TV show, a documentary, a reality series, a maternity special, a concert, whatever you want, you can put it behind a paywall and charge anywhere from $2.99 to $99.99 a month for people to see that content. You're Netflix. And that's important because of the writer's strike that's going on right now. Like all these people that are out of work, they just need to start making their own shows and then distributing them on Fanbase, because like you don't have to worry about the studio anymore. You can just take your money and then it's direct to you. You're not going through Netflix. You're not going through Disney Plus. You're not going through Hulu or Amazon Prime. You're not going through none of the major networks like ABC and nothing. It's just like, okay, it's like, The success of Fanbase is going to be kind of a hybrid of what Issa Rae did when she went from awkward black girl to Insecure. Yeah. That same thing is going to happen on Fanbase Plus, but it's never going to leave because the show's going to grow. Then they're going to get more subscribers, and they're going to get better equipment, and they're going to get more money, and they're going to get more subscribers.
Now, will you own some of that content?
What?
If people post on your
platform. No, and I want to make it that way for a reason. Unless we do like exclusive partnerships, your content is your content. So if your stuff blows up and Netflix wants to come and buy your show and say, hey, we want to buy your show and take it off Fanbase and put it on a major platform, you can do that, right? But you have a decision to make, because once you do that, the opposite is you don't own the content anymore. You don't call the shots and you don't make the lion's share of the revenue. On Fanbase, you do. You own it, you call the shots, you make the lion's share of the revenue, it's your stuff to do with it, what you want to do with it.
So if you're a content creator, please, y'all, subscribe to Fanbase, get your user ID, password, everything. Everybody go over to Fanbase, man. Isaac.
Yeah, y'all go ahead and leave Clubhouse.
And then invest in the company, because you can go to startengine.com/fanbase to invest. The minimum to invest is $245. I'm about to close this raise, and then we're about to do something really, really big. So actually own a part of it. I always plug the raise, because like ownership is extremely important. Do you know that Facebook is worth $500 billion with a B? Do you know that TikTok is worth $300 billion with a B? But boy, oh my God, all the dances and all the music that we put on there, and we don't have any generational wealth or no ownership or no equity and all that, especially young people, it's artists, like... It's gonna change, though. That's why I'm being disruptive. But yeah, for sure.
And their platforms own a piece of their stuff.
Yeah, well, it's not that they own a piece of their stuff. They're just running all these ads and making money. Okay. They're making so much money off ad revenue, and so it's important that we do that. And you know, that's my goal. That's why I'm here to talk about that. Other than the Clubhouse mess with Fanbase going viral, people are hitting us up. It's like I'm independent. I sold $9.5 million worth of shares out the trunk of my car like Master P. And so now we come to the charts. So now when the phones start ringing, it's not going to be, I want to give you $500,000 for 25% of your company. It's going to be, I want to give you $100 million for 8% of your company. I'll take that deal.
You will be a billionaire very, very soon. And we're so proud of you. Mm-hmm. And we thank you for stopping by the Baller Alert Show.
Thank you.
Always welcome. Before we get out of here, though, you got to leave us with a pep talk.
Your moment is your moment. I met some young people this week that were concerned about success and how they're going to be successful in life. And I was like, never judge your life on everybody else around you. Your time is your time. When it's your time to shine, it's your time to shine. Samuel Jackson is the highest grossing box office actor of all time, and he didn't blow up till he was 45. So imagine if you're 19 years old and your moment is when you're 45. You have to keep going. You never know. You've got time, right? Use that time, though, while you're young, while you can stay up till 3 a.m, 7 days a week like I have, to really, you know, harness your goal, harness your craft, and work hard. So when you see someone like Ice Spice make it, it's not overnight. It was her time and she was working. And so some people work a really long time to be blow up and be successful. So persistence, in the same way that I say with fan bases, I've been persistent. We've had this startup for 4+ years and we've had the best week ever in year 5. That's crazy. If I would have given up 2 years ago, we would have never got to this point. So that is why you have to be persistent and don't worry about everybody else's race. Your race is your race. Run your race and don't worry about everybody else.
Baller Alert!
Can't get enough of Baller Alert? Follow us on all social media platforms at Baller Alert. Log on to BallerAlert.com.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.